Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
An Erio's original.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers, the podcast where we do a deep dive into the weirdest, strangest, and most mysterious corners of the internet, especially today. I'm Allie Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Stettin.
Melissa, who are our patrons for today?
We have Sierra and Kelly. I'm assuming that's Sierra the singer and yeah. Kelly Clarkson.
Sierra!
Sierra!
This beat is... Guys, welcome to the team. We are so happy to have you.
What was that noise?
I don't know.
Did something just fall?
Yeah, someone broke into my house. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
You just see me dragged out of my room. So we have been doing food scam segments, food controversies. Last week, we talked about, you know, the warning label, coffee might be hot after the whole McDonald's spill controversy. Today, we're going to cover a few different things, and we're going to talk about a different kind of food warning some of you might remember. Beware. Beware, beware. This food might cause anal leakage.
Love anal leakage. Yeah.
Hashtag anal leakage. Let's get into it. All right. We'll first start with Lay's Wow Chips, and I don't know if you remember these. If you're a 90s baby, you'll
remember.
If you're
a 90s baby, you might remember.
You might remember Lay's Wow Chips. They were from Procter & Gamble, and they were released in 1996. They contained Alestra.
Yes.
Which was I didn't know this. It's a synthetic fat molecule under the brand name Olean or Olean. I can't remember how they pronounced it. And it basically was a mix of like soybean oils and some other stuff. Ooh. And it was too large to be absorbed by the intestine. So it just passed through the digestive tract. And so they were like, oh, this is great. Like your body can't absorb this fat. So we should just include it in the food. So basically you can eat as much of this fat as you like and not gain weight.
Like when you see ghosts eating food.
Yes. Yeah.
It just goes through and Casper just goes through their body.
Yeah. They were hoping for it's not Flubber. Who is the guy? Slimer. They're hoping for a Slimer situation. And you know what? They got one. They got a real Slimer situation. Be careful what you wish for. And it turned out, you know, it moved through the digestive tract a little too quickly. Surprisingly, here's the history of Alestra. It was actually invented in the 1960s. They were trying to create something like a fake fat to deliver weight to underweight babies, to deliver more fat to underweight babies.
Oh.
And obviously this didn't work out because it can't be absorbed by the human body.
Oh, that's interesting.
And they were like, well, is there another place we can put it? And then in the 90s, they were kind of like, wait, maybe there's another way we can use this Olestra that we invented in the 60s. Let's use it for this fat-free, sugar-free craze that's happening right now.
I mean, good idea.
Yeah, not a bad idea. But they knew that it caused the shits. And it took the FDA 15 years to approve. Well, the development process to put it in food, kind of manipulate it from the baby thing to put it in savory foods, took 15 years. And it took the FDA 10 years to approve it for potato chips, pretzels, and salty snacks, which means that it wasn't exactly like great. If something's
10 years.
Yeah, I don't want to eat something that takes the FDA 10 years to figure out whether or not it's okay for me to consume. So Olestra affects how the body absorbs vitamin A, E, D, and K.
Oh.
It also impacts something called dietary carotenoids, which help ward off cancer and heart disease.
Oh, so it was like bad, bad.
It's bad. So aside from the shit thing, it makes you not absorb nutrients and it like kills off cancer fighting cells in your body.
Geez.
Yeah.
God. So and it was approved by the FDA?
Yes. The FDA said, we'll approve it, but you need to re-add vitamins back into the products.
But it doesn't let you absorb those vitamins. So what is that even going to do?
Girl, I don't know.
That's crazy.
No sense. Also, the agency, well, I guess what it's saying is that maybe it's that you like shit out a large portion of the vitamins. So if you add too much, maybe you'll keep some of it.
Right.
I don't know.
That sounds crazy.
We got to get a food scientist on the horn for like a Patreon episode or something. I think someone called in once saying they're a food scientist.
Wait, no, your old neighbor.
Yeah, my old neighbor who created Emo Night was a food scientist for 5 minutes. But right. I think we could get a more, no offense to my friend Morgan. The agency also mandated a warning on the package about warning might cause anal leakage.
Cool.
So in 1996, the FDA finally gave permission saying that Olestra, though, could cause abdominal cramping, fecal incontinence, and loose stools.
That's fun. Right on the front of the package.
Yes, like cigarettes. In 1998, Frito-Lay launched their WOW line of chips, including WOW Doritos, WOW Lays, WOW Ruffles, and WOW Tostitos.
Ooh.
And they were marketed as low-fat alternatives to regular chips, but then all of them had the may cause loose stools warning label.
I don't know that I ever bought these.
Oh, I definitely think I did.
Because I was, 14? I don't know. Maybe I did. I don't think I was concerned with my weight.
Yeah. Must be nice.
I was like, yeah.
Also, let me tell you a little secret about girlies. And maybe this is just me. A lot of girls want diarrhea.
You lose? When you get the flu, you're like, I'm sick and I can't eat. But you lose an extra couple pounds.
Trigger warning, stuff.
Eating disorder.
But if you think about colon boom and slim fit tea and all the stuff that the
people
Kardashians try to hawk you.
To lose weight.
It's a thing. Yeah. So they made $340 million in their first year.
Whoa.
No wonder people didn't care. People didn't really care about the loose stool thing.
Yeah, I guess.
But I think they underestimated how bad it was.
Right, the vitamin robbing cancer cells.
It's like uncontrollable loose stools. So Frito-Lay customers reported orange oily discharge flying out of their butts.
Look, Olestra's still around, right? Are you going to get to that, or is it?
Yes, yes,
it is,
with no FDA warning anymore.
Because I think I swear I got some like fat-free, sugar-free ice cream bars.
Yes.
This happened to me.
Yeah.
Halo Top has sugar alcohol in it. It doesn't have Alestra. And because not a lot of people have like a thing that affects it. Like I have it.
Yes.
And that made my stomach hurt so bad.
And people also have it with that golden spoon cereal.
Magic spoon. That was fine for my stomach.
It's fine for me too, but we're going to get into the fake sugar as well because that's a whole thing. So people accuse Procter & Gamble of conspiring to boost their toilet paper brands.
What?
They said that they were selling.
I love that conspiracy.
Yeah, they were selling the shit potato chips in order to sell more toilet paper. Not a bad idea.
No.
And it was a huge problem. The FDA received 20,000 reports of complaints about stomach upset and diarrhea.
I bet.
Here's a complaint that I read. A 37-year-old woman reported severe diarrhea, fecal urgency, and abdominal cramps after eating Original and sour cream and onion fat-free Pringles. She was driving when the pain started and could not get off the road in time to get to the bathroom before the diarrhea began. She had 5 children in her van who were very frightened.
They were scared. Mommy, what's happening?
Mommy.
I've got diarrhea. It's okay. Mommy, what's that smell?
Yeah, mommy, what's going on?
Are you dying?
Yeah. So I tried to find other FDA
That's happened. I was driving when that happened to me. I was driving to work. I was driving to Hamburger Mary's. And you know, you think you fart. You're like, I got a fart. And then I was like, oh. I had to drive home and change my
girl. I got to I received because I did a call to action about have you shit your pants from fake sugar
a lot of people have.
I won't read the names that someone said not shit myself but had a multiple day shit attack from them. I have zero self-control and ate 2 bags of sweets. Worst heartburn in ever, followed by explosive diarrhea. I also called out for an official statement by someone you guys might know who had this same experience. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a long one. I'll read this. This is literally someone wrote me a DM that's multiple pages long. And it says, re gummy bears and shitting. I'll read this during the sugar portion. So yeah, this is common. But now the FDA has removed the warning.
Really?
Yes. So this is from August 4th, 2003, the California Health Line. FDA removes requirement for warning on Alestra products. They ran some sort of test. There was a 3,000-person study where during a 6-week period where half the people got Alestra chips and half the people got regular chips. And the Alestra people only had slightly more frequent bowel movements than the regular chip eating people.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
I was reading something. I was just reading about this and they underestimated how many chips people eat in one setting.
Yes.
Yes. People eat a whole bag of chips.
Right. And I think the answer is the people who had the regular chips also probably ate a whole bag of chips and probably didn't feel good too.
Yes.
So I think the answer is if you eat junk food in mass quantities, no matter what, you're probably going to have weird shits.
Yeah.
But Alestra does definitely...
Yeah.
Will probably be more likely to cause
anal leakage.
Insert fart noise here. I hope we win some sort of Webby or whatever the podcast awards for this
new
episode.
New and noteworthy.
Acast will feature us for women in podcasting, Women's History Month. Okay, so now sugar-free gummy bears and sugar-free stuff.
I've never had these, but I've heard of them.
I've had sugar-free stuff, and it happens with all sorts of sugar-free products. My mom probably wouldn't mind me saying this.
Or you mean my friend's mom.
My friend's mom. Fast forward like a few years and I'm like disowned and out of the will, not estranged from my family. My mom had this happen when she was having sugar-free cough drops, I guess, when she was sick. And it happens with a lot of sugar-free stuff. But sugar-free gummy bears, if you look at the Amazon reviews, and we'll post, it's from Albanese Assorted Sweet Gourmet Sugar-Free Gummies. And this came around the internet for a while as kind of like a meme.
Yeah.
But people left reviews for these sugar-free gummy bears, and they're so funny. Okay. This is from M.A. White, A Song of Fire and Arse. What can I say about these devilishly delightful little bears that hasn't already been said? These aren't meant to be eaten. They're meant to be experienced. Oh. I received these only a few days after ordering, and after reading all these reviews, I had to mentally and physically prepare myself for what may happen. My stomach processes things differently, so I had no idea if I was going to be preparing a consequence-free gummy bear gorge fest or if I was going to be committing the equivalent of sugar-free seppuku. I was just going to see where the night took me. I ate a handful of five at a time, spread over a three-hour period. For being sugar-free, they were bloody delicious. Mm-hmm. Still, I was anticipating the worst. Oh, and how the worst met all my expectations. For a bit, I figured the bears pulled a Gilligan and were just stranded somewhere inside my gullet. But oh no, after a three-hour tour ended, my stomach let loose a roar that would have intimidated a Tyrannosaurus. The worst part was I actually fell asleep after about the 50th gummy bear. So imagine my pleasant surprise when a sharp pain in my stomach brought me from my pleasant land of slumber to the nightmarish hell I was about to experience. Ugh. I felt like I was about to give birth, and give birth I did.
Oh, no.
The first blast was the loudest.
No.
My upstairs neighbor complained about my violation of quiet hours. They thought I was blaring Louis Armstrong and scooting furniture. Jazz hands, everybody. My cat ran and hid. I haven't seen her for days. No. I heard a rap upon my front door in response to the knock upon the rear. Ancient Spartan warriors had heard the trumpet blast and had shown up for battle. I noticed my Christian neighbors out on the lawn looking up at the sky, crossing themselves because they thought the trumpet of the Lord had sounded for the rapture. I owe the United States Geological Survey an exclamation as to the anomaly their instruments probably picked up from central Indiana. Okay, this guy's like just really wants someone to like give him a creative writing award.
Pretty good.
Okay, this one's like, my daughter, aged 10, and I each had a smallish handful of these when they were delivered. I'm perfectly fine. She goes to bed complaining about stomach upset and spends half the night running back and forth to the bathroom. We capture her out of school the next day. Oh no.
Yeah, okay. All these reviews are. But a lot of them are like five stars. Like,
yeah. Oh, this
constipation one's relief. I guess I bet that would be great for constipation relief.
Exactly. Poop, poop, ka-choo, my diarrhea-endorsing journey. It says this person ate half a pound and then says, what happened next can only be accurately described by the words butt vomit. A predominantly liquid composition, lightly flecked with solid matter, shot from my bum hole with all the force of 1,000 suns. This continued for a half hour as my body continued to forcibly banish all non-essential liquids to the porcelain bowl.
I bought them to use as a prank on my best friend. I ended up eating half the bag before I realized what I had done and the damage had been done.
Oh my God. Yeah. Even the title.
That's from 2014.
I sit on a porcelain throne of regret.
Bought for an office prank.
Oh no.
That's mean.
Yeah, if you will post these, they're really like,
wow.
My 5 stars, my poor anus. Okay, let me read this message, this very long message I got. Re gummy bears and shitting, my husband. He was 10 to 12 years old at church camp in the woods of North Carolina. At the time, the manhunt for the Centennial Olympic bomber was going on, and rumor had it the guy was hiding out in the North Carolina backwoods. At least that's what the other kids were saying around the campfire as my husband crushed a giant bag of sugar-free gummy bears. Spooky story time ended, and my husband went off to his cabin to go to sleep. Hours later, he came to consciousness only to find himself naked from the waist down, covered in poop, and standing in the middle of the mess hall, not remotely near his cabin. He had sleptwalked out of his cabin, through the woods, into the mess hall, and shit everywhere. He panicked, found some paper towels, tried his best to clean himself up, and ran back through the woods in absolute terror of being either A, discovered by one of the other kids, or B, running into the suspected bomber, Eric Rudolph.
Oh my God.
He snuck back into his cabin and woke the next morning and pretended nothing had happened. He went to the mess hall for breakfast and saw the mop and wet floor signs and was filled with paranoia that everyone would know it was him. But he never said a word about it, quite literally, until I met him in my 20s, and it's one of my favorite stories.
Wow.
That's insane.
Sleepwalking and shitting?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it should be illegal. So what is it about the fake sugar pooping?
I wonder what kind of fake sugar it is, or which substitute it is.
Sugar alcohols can lead to bloating, gas, and diarrhea.
Oh, yes, it can.
It's lack of digestibility. For example, if you were to consume 20 grams of maltitol, the stuff in those gummy bears, around 44% of that wouldn't get absorbed by your upper intestine. When this enters the colon, the bacteria there have a field day fermenting the stuff, producing carbon dioxide and methane, leading to flatulence and abdominal discomfort.
Oh.
If you eat a lot of sugar alcohol, the capacity of the bacteria in the colon to ferment may become overwhelmed. In this case, the undigested sweetener causes water to be drawn osmotically, osmosis Jones, into the colon, resulting in sudden watery stools. Yeah, so basically it's just like fermentation. And it's in a whole bunch of stuff. Let's take a quick break for announcements. Webcrawlers has a Patreon. To get access to bonus episodes, shoutouts, merch discounts, and more, please go to patreon.com/webcrawlers. You can donate as little as $2 a month to become one of our bimbo patrons. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you give us a 5-star review, we will shout you out. Also, Irios has a hotline. Insert jingle here.
626-604-6262.
I can't wait for the prompts from today that I'm going to give you for calling in.
Oh, baby. I think I know what one of them might be.
Oh, yeah, big time. Call in saying whatever you'd like or answer the questions that we pose to you in this show, and we will play them in our mailbag episodes.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Now, back to our program. We are going to finish this episode with something crazy that I did not know. And that is that Nestle company is the devil. Do you know this?
I did not know this.
I'll say allegedly the devil, since sure. So I don't want them to sue us. A lot of this information is from ZME Science, the website. They did a great, thorough article on the Nestle Corporation. And to summarize it, they say Nestle has a habit of child labor, unethical promotion, manipulating uneducated mothers, pollution, price fixing, and mislabeling.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So when I think Nestle, I was just thinking Nestle chocolate, but I didn't realize that they own so many things.
They have bottled water, too.
They're the largest bottled water manufacturing in the world.
Really?
And it's just tap water.
Huh?
I know. I don't know if it is
what
anymore.
What are they doing?
I know. So Nestle owns L'Oreal. Here's some popular ones you might know. L'Oreal, Garnier Fructis, The Body Shop, Maybelline, Kiehl's, Gerber, Nesquik, Carnation, Power Bar. A lot of cat stuff, but I mean, we don't really care about that in terms of food that we're eating. Perrier, Pellegrino, Poland Springs.
Oh no, they own Coffee Crisp. That's my favorite Canadian candy bar.
Really? I don't think I've ever had. Oh, I have. I've had that at your house.
Yes.
That's the only time I've had it. It is good. Coffee Mate, Taster's Choice, Nescafe. Crunch Bars, Butterfingers, After Eight. That's a British candy that's really good.
Oh.
Rolos. My grandma always had Rolos at the house. Yeah. Nescafe, Dryers, Drumsticks, etc. So a lot of different stuff. Yes. So Nestle is a Swiss multinational food and beverage company. And their products include, you know, the companies I just said, but baby food, bottled water, breakfast cereals, coffee, tea, dairy products, ice cream, pet food, snacks, etc. 29 of their brands have sales over $1 billion a year.
Dang.
And that's just their individual, like, subsidiary right. companies. So, I mean, that's $29 billion for just those 29 brands. And they have, like, a ton of brands who probably make like hundreds of millions. Mm-hmm. They have 447 factories across 194 countries, and they employ around 333,000 people. So those are some stats from Wikipedia. So they're a huge conglomerate and an incredibly wealthy and successful company. Here's the first scandalous thing that they did. First of all, I want to say that I'm going to be ineloquent about this, and I'm also not a mother, so I have no right in saying this, but there's no better thing between, like, breastfeeding and formula. There's no better, there's no worse. Like, do whatever is right for you.
I feed my baby formula.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that, like, we're not saying, like, breastfeeding is better than formula or formula is better than breastfeeding. I was formula fed.
And I'm like, a genius.
Yeah, and look at us now. So whatever works for you, okay? Yeah. But this is about formula and how they fucked formula up for people. Yeah. So they made formula and they marketed it towards underdeveloped areas because they said that, you know, their formula was very cheap and, like, readily available, et cetera, and all it had to do was be mixed with water. And they market it towards underdeveloped areas, particularly Africa. But these underdeveloped areas that they were marketing their formula to didn't have clean water.
Right.
So they were saying, like, mix this formula with water. But when you mix the formula with the water that was in these areas, it would be toxic to the children.
Yeah, you got to boil that shit.
Right. And what they would do is that they would give, like, free formula to these people and then be like, you can buy more of it.
Right.
And so they would, like, just become dependent on the formula. And they didn't know that they had to boil it in order for it to be clean.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah. So this led to polluted baby formula for these tons of infants. And UNICEF estimates, that formula-fed children living in disease-ridden and unhygienic conditions is between 6 to 25 times more likely to die of diarrhea and 4 times more likely to die of pneumonia.
That's crazy.
Yes. And additionally, since they were tight on finances, the mothers tended to use less formula than needed to make it, like, last longer.
Yeah.
And so the infants were receiving, like, inadequate amounts.
Yeah, because they would get full, but it would be full of, like, mostly watered down formula.
Yeah, and they were being, like, underfed.
Yeah.
And I believe, like, Nestle was saying, like, formula is the better choice. Like, it's better, it's cheaper, it's, like, easier to do. It turned out to be this, like, whole horrible thing where, like, infants were dying because they weren't explaining it properly to these, like, impoverished countries that they were, like, supplying the formula to and trying to make them buy to. Yes. Now let's get to water, the next thing. Nestle is the world's largest producer of bottled water.
That's crazy.
First of all, now, like, bottled water is a no-no, you know?
Yes.
Like, you carry around a bottled water and you get shamed.
You got to just get one of those Brita filters for your house and a reusable water bottle. It's the fucking, it's same thing. It's better. Yeah.
Also,
it's cheaper.
Do you know anything about this water TikTok?
No. What's water TikTok?
I don't know. I'm scared of it. I've seen a few people post about water TikTok on Twitter. It's like this whole thing where, like, influencers are making in those weird Stanley cups, you know, those Stanley reusable cup thingies, and they're all making, like, weird flavored waters.
Oh, not the Stanley cup, like the trophy.
Oh, yeah.
I was, like, picturing a trophy full of water. I was like, what? The Stanley, the
that's
the
so
water.
Funny. Yeah, the one. Okay, here it is.
Why are they doing
TikTok's latest obsession is flavored water.
Oh, okay.
And they're using, like, well, you know, it's funny. They're actually using, like, sugar-free syrups and stuff.
Oh, and making, yeah, oh, okay.
Flavored powders of different varieties, water, different kinds of ice, and making flavored waters. And they're saying it's, like, this new clean... Clean girl Christian tradition TikTok trend.
Cool.
Yeah, it's the, if you know anything about water TikTok, let us know. But anyways, so Nestle is the largest producer of water, and apparently they've gone on record saying that they don't believe water is a human right.
Huh?
The chairman Peter Brabeck Letmath said there are two different opinions on the matter of water. The one opinion, which I think is extreme, is represented by the NGOs who bang on about declaring water as a public right. That means that as a human being, you should have a right to water. That's an extreme solution.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
Literally, food and water is shelter. Human rights.
It's here on the planet. The fact that, like, someone thinks that they can hoard.
That's crazy.
What comes here on the planet's insane. That's like some Dr. Evil shit.
Yeah, that's Dr. Evil.
At the
One
second,
million.
Yeah, the water is mine. At the second World Water Forum in 2000, Nestle pushed for making access to drinking water from a right to a need. So they tried to change their tune after people were like, that's legit evil. But they have no concern for the environment.
Cool.
during the California drought, they didn't care. They continued to just bottle water from California resources. Ethos water bottling facility moved from California to Pennsylvania because they're like, we're not going to take water from a state that's in drought. Nestle CEO Tim Brown said, in response to like, are you guys going to move your facility? He said, absolutely not. In fact, I would increase water bottling operations if I could.
What in the world? What is wrong with these people?
I don't know.
People are so crazy.
I know. Also, okay, so in 1998, they've been bottling from the San Bernardino National Forest, and they don't have a permit.
Did they just like pay the fines or whatever?
Yes, they're just paying the fine.
Because they make more money.
Yeah, it's only a $524 fine each year. So they're like, we'll just bottle from here and pay the fine.
That seems low.
I know, right?
Start getting my water from there.
Yeah, the national. Yeah.
Just taking buckets.
The Web Crawlers Water Company. The freshest national forest water you can find. Bigfoot brews.
Bigfoot brews.
Another horrible thing that they did is in a small Pakistani community, a former villager says that children are being sickened by filthy water.
Yeah.
Why, you might ask? Because Nestle dug a very deep well to like take water from the country. And so now the locals don't have access to clean water. And so they're having to drink dirty water.
They're just stealing their water. That's yes. insane.
I know. So, you know, they've tried to privatize water. They have no, they don't care about environmental stuff. They don't care about permits. A Chicago business sued Nestle saying that they tested ice mountain water and that it was just tap water.
Oh.
And it was. And I guess nearly half of the bottled water in plastic bottles is just tap water.
Yeah. I mean, how do you know? Unless you're testing it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's crazy.
But like, is it tap water from safe sources or am I drinking like...
I mean, I'm assuming it's safe. Like it doesn't have, you know, bacteria.
E. coli?
In it.
Like, I don't know though. Like, what are the rules on water?
It's probably not as purified as they claim it is.
That's not. Yeah, it's like...
I don't know.
They're like, it's level 9 pH electrolyte water and it's just like someone in their house just running tap water.
Yeah, at the sink.
Yeah, it's just like some assistant filling up bottles of water. Also, child abuse.
Oh boy.
And trafficking. There's a 2010 documentary called The Dark Side of Chocolate that talks about plantations that harvest cocoa beans and that they use child slave labor. The children are usually 12 to 15 years old. They're trafficked from nearby countries. And Nestle is privy to this and essentially like doesn't care. This was brought under the spotlight in 2005 when the International Labor Rights Fund filed a lawsuit against Nestle and other companies for using child labor, for slavery, beatings, etc.
Crazy.
They found serious violations. But Nestle still has not done any child labor checks, child abuse checks, etc. Nestle basically said everyone does it. It's like common practice.
That's evil.
Yeah.
That's insane.
No company sourcing cocoa from the Ivory Coast can guarantee that it doesn't happen. Well, but we can say that tackling child labor is a top priority.
Sure.
Like, that's such a weird cop-out. Yeah.
We can't guarantee that we're not trafficking children.
Yeah. I mean, let's try to guarantee it. Seems I'd rather have that than a chocolate bar. Yeah. Then a few other things that suck. There is E. coli in Toll House cookie dough.
Oh.
Then this milk scandal, another milk scandal. In 2008, a Chinese milk scandal. 6 infants were killed and 860 were hospitalized with kidney problems after milk was contaminated with something called melamine.
Oh, no.
Which is a substance that's sometimes illegally added to food to increase the protein content.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And Nestle? Nestle was like, we didn't add that. And everyone's like, well, then how did it get there? And I think because they're such a big company that, like, it's just so weird. It says the scandal quickly escalated. Then China reported over 300,000 victims.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, more and more people started dying. Wow. It's like the bean scandal from Daily Harvest.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened with that?
No, I forgot. We have to look into that.
Yeah.
Two people were executed and several served life in prison from the factories.
Wow.
Okay. So then a few more things. More environmental concerns. Mm-hmm. A report found in the UK in 1997 that over a 12-month period that they breached water pollution limits 2,152 times in 830 locations. They just give zero fucks.
They just don't care.
This is the craziest part. So to circle back, in the beginning, we talked about how wealthy a company Nestle is. In 2002, they demanded that Ethiopia pay back a debt that they owed Nestle of $6 million. I guess that for some reason, Ethiopia in the 1970s, like, seized Nestle companies or something in some sort of weird military regime. And then Nestle was like, later, I don't even know. Like, I couldn't understand it. That's probably the most interesting part of the episode.
Dollars.
Yeah. And so in 2002, Nestle was like to Ethiopia, you need to pay us that money back. However, that was the year that Ethiopia was extreming like the biggest famine.
Oh, my God.
Of their time. Yeah. And this hugely rich company, Nestle, was like, Ethiopia, you have to pay us back.
And like billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Year.
And everyone was like, what the fuck, Nestle? Like, this is like a hugely famine stricken company. Like, what do you need $6 million from them for?
Man, rich people, they're fucking evil. They're crazy.
Yeah. Insane.
Billionaires. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Billionaires be billionairesing. All right. Well, that's some anal leakage and food scams for you.
From anal leakage to child trafficking. Yeah. We've covered it all.
You know how it goes. Web crawlers exclusive. If you guys have ever had anal leakage, Melissa, if you're a food scientist, Melissa, where can people, only those two things, where can people reach us?
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com or call us. Oh, what are the prompts?
Oh, yes. Well, the prompts are essentially that. If you have any anal leakage or pooping stories about like Lay's chips or Olestra or fake sugar, please let us know. Or if you know of any other bad companies or food conspiracies, please let us know.
Yeah.
And if you're a food scientist or know anything about why these things cause this havoc to our body, please also call in. And just kind of give us a lowdown of why these things rush through our bodies like this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah. Anyways, well, I am Allie Fart Sound Siegel.
I am Melissa Anal Leakage Stetton.
I knew it. All right. That's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.